These days, Cooper might refer to a brand of cheese or a compact car. But 100 years ago, a cooper was commonly known as a person who built wooden casks to store wine, whiskey, or other consumables. And that craft is still alive. In fact, one cask maker in South Portland says business is good thanks to a renaissance in craft liquor. Jennifer Mitchell has the next installment of our series, Once Upon a Job.
If you like a nip of fine cask-aged whiskey, part of what you're enjoying is the flavor of the barrel it came in.
I use exclusively white oak. It's watertight, but it also tastes good.
Make a nasty-tasting barrel, and you've spoiled an entire batch of spirits, says Ed Luchins, who handmakes barrels for a number of craft distilleries. He locally sources his white oak from the forests of western Maine, custom mills it, and air dries it for at least 1 year for whiskey casks and at least 3 years for wine casks. And before any liquid goes inside a new oak barrel, Luchins custom flames the inside for the distiller.
The sugars in the wood start to caramelize and creates all sorts of flavors. And then in addition to the caramelizing of the sugars, the charring of the oak creates that nice smoky flavor that is prized by the distillers, whiskey makers, and such.
Luchins specializes in what's known as tight coopering or wet coopering. That is, barrels that can hold fluid. There's also dry coopering for contents such as potatoes, and also bucket making, which is a related trade. But Luchins says he's focused his business around supplying local beer, wine, and spirit makers with custom barrels for their handcrafted quaff. And by the way, we've all been misusing the term barrel.
The barrel actually refers to the volume, not the shape, not the thing.
Luchins says 36 imperial gallons make up a barrel. A wooden vessel designed to hold food and drink is called a cask, and they come in many more sizes than just barrel.
A pin is a 5-gallon, a firkin is a 10-gallon, which is about this size.
Luchins thumps a modest-sized oak and rum cask he's making for a customer.
Kinderkin is 18, which is half of a barrel size, and then a barrel is obviously the 36. There's hogsheads are 53, 54-gallon.
And finally, the butt, which holds about 108 gallons.
Just mammoth.
As he moves about the shop, the business Luchins describes sounds very classic, old-timey even. But he's a young man, and he's only been doing it for about 4 years. Unlike many other craftspeople, he didn't apprentice with a master and then take on someone else's well-established shop.
So, what's your history then? I mean, did you wake up as a 5-year-old and say, I want to be a barrel maker. I want to be a cooper.
Yeah. I did not. I spent the past 20 years or so carpentering my way around New England. I did woodworking to make my way through college and just kind of ended up in the woodworking business.
But Luchin says he was burning out. The competition was fierce, with fewer people willing to pay for custom woodworks. He was finding it a chore just to stay afloat. What he needed was a niche.
As luck would have it, I was doing some piecework for a local distiller, and they said that they were having a really hard time getting barrels, and did I think I could make a barrel?
He decided to try, but he soon discovered that his options for learning the trade were severely limited.
Unfortunately, because of the steel industry, because of Prohibition and a couple of world wars, the coopering business pretty much dissolved in the States.
But with the help of some century-old manuals and a lot of trial and error, Luchins finally started making barrels that didn't leak.
Initially, I made a lot of what I call barrel-shaped things, things that didn't hold liquid, but eventually I got the knack of it.
And he did it using traditional methods, with nothing but hoops and good milling to keep the cask together. No glues or nails of any kind are used. And one of the challenges, he says, was in finding a natural, classic way to seal the groove where the barrel head sits, called the crows. He settled on an old-school wheat paste mixture to act as a sealant.
Good old King Arthur wheat flour and water. And that just helps to provide a seal for the barrel head as it sits. There's a lot of different concoctions that coopers use to seal their crows, but that's the one that I've kind of settled on.
Luchins also traveled to Kentucky to spend some time learning more about large-scale barrel making there, where the region's bourbon and Tennessee whiskey industries have kept a very small pocket of cooperages alive. These days, Luchins can make about 4 to 5 casks per week by himself, by hand, which he says is a lot less than the local craft distilling industry actually needs. Luchin says he knows of only about 9 master coopers left in the entire country, with several of those working for historical reenactments and living history museums. He knows of nobody else in Maine who does tight coopering, but he says there's room in the industry for a lot more. For Maine Public Radio News, I'm Jennifer Mitchell.